الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وخير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الطيبين الطاهرين. So this is a new surah today. It's known surah al-Mursalat. These are five surah. Two before this surah al-Mursalat and two after. The two previous surah was surah al-Qiyamah and surah al-Insan. This is the third surah, and the two following surah will be surah Naba and Nazi'at. The theme of all these five surah is the same theme, that is the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in variety of the arguments, He is proving the fact that the Qiyamah, the last hour, has to take place and will surely take place. There is no doubt about that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah with some other arguments and some other evidences that we have been also observing in this world. And this time He brought the example of the winds. The winds, those who are blowing. Sometimes we see the gusty winds. Sometimes we see more violently winds like hurricanes, tornadoes and all these things, and they are destroying. And sometimes wiping off the whole towns. So this weather related situations, this is completely controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an area that still human beings, they are failed. They do not stop all these things. They cannot predict very, very well that what is going to happen. So these floods, earthquakes, tornadoes, all these things. So these are weather related things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to prove that the same way He brings all these destruction in this world, there will be one day when even you see bigger than all these happenings. Even the light of the stars will be taken out. And the heaven, they will be completely open. And when these mountains, the huge, mighty mountains, they will be crumbled to the dust. And there will be no existence for the mountains whatsoever. So all these are the big signs of the Qiyamah. So let's begin with this word, Wal Mursalat. As you know, the root of Mursalat is Rasala, to send. So the winds, they have been sent forth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, I take the oath, I swear by those winds, those have been sent forth. Urfa, urfa means one after the other. One after the other, it is the meaning of urfa. Actually, the horses, as in that old times when Arab people, they are going, so the horses sometimes they follow each other, right? They are going one after the other. So this word has been used in their custom, urfa, for those horses, those who are following each other. So the winds, they are coming one after the other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that word. Wal mursalati urfa.
So what is the word for wind?
Mursalat. This is the plural of mursala. A wind, a reeh that has been sent. So, because they are released, so the literal meaning, those things, they have been released. So, what are being released? These are the winds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word irsal for the winds in several places, in other several places in the Quran. In one place, it says, وَأَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ. We have sent the riyah, the winds. In other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are sending these winds as the bringing the good news to the people when they bring the rains and the clouds, right?
Okay. But there is no ishara wadiha for riyah. You understand it from the
context.
But this is a ismu maf'ul.
This is ismul maf'ul, mursalat. And also, hadihi al-jam'a, the plural. Okay. And
so it's not the literal meaning, it's just the implied meaning.
Implied meaning that are taken also, and they are suggesting from the literal meaning. So the literal meaning of Mursalat, anything that has been sent forth.
Rasala.
Okay? Rasala has been sent, yes. And subhanallah, I'm not going in detail, but because now we are discussing this word, there are some times in the Quran we have several interpretations. So some mufassireen, they have interpreted this word as for the angels, malaika. Because malaika also, they have been sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through different, with the different, you know, plans and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and do this, right? So some mufassireen, they have interpreted as Allah says, I swear by those angels who have been sent forth.
Okay? But that is totally different then.
Different, but this is another interpretation, yes?
And also when I saw one where they are referring to the prophets, one
yes.
after the other.
The third one also for the prophets themselves, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by those prophets who have been sent forth.
So the word Rasul is actually from...
Yes, from the same root, yes. The Rasul, the messenger, is also from the same root for the meaning of sending. Another tafsir, for the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those wahi, they come after one after the other. So there are several interpretations. But the majority of the mufassireen, they are in the opinion that over here, it denotes about the winds. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ يَوْرُ فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفَى Asifat, this is also commonly used in the Quran about storms, heavy winds. Storms and heavy winds, you can also say violently blown away. Okay. So, Asifat. Asfa, this is the same, you know, emphasis on the meaning of Asifat.
So, what
does that mean? Asfa, in the very forceful way, forcefully, these winds, they are being sent, you know.
Forceful storms?
Yes, forceful storms, yes.
Storms.
Mm.
It's like forceful storm storming. The Asfa,
Asif means storm?
No. Asif, those winds, they bring the storms. Those are blowing violently. You can, if you want to literal... translate this word asifat is also plural of asifah. So rihun asif. It also several times in the Quran you will find this word. It means that those winds, they are blowing violently and they are bringing storms. And by the way, some people, they think that this is the name of asif, right? So this is not the same spelling of the name Asif. That's Alif. Yes. This is with Ayn. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَى And this is the third quality of the winds. These are the good winds. They are bringing the clouds and they are spreading the clouds for the rain. So Nashirat. This is also plural. The singular is Nashira. The wind that is spreading, or something that is spreading. Okay? So they are spreading the clouds throughout the region, and those clouds bringing the rain. So these are the winds that bring the rain. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَى
So Nashra is again...
To spread
okay.
the scattered, you know, clouds.
So here the implied word is cloud, and the first one, the implied word was winds.
One nashirat. No, nashirat is the winds.
No.
In
Wal Mursalat, it was implying the winds have been sent.
Right.
Here, Wal Asifat, you're saying that the one nashirat, the clouds.
Still the wind.
No, it's still the winds, but these winds are those qualities of the winds, they bring the clouds. So, literal meaning, the winds that they are spreading, what they are spreading? The object of their, you know, spreading is the cloud. But there is no word in this ayah for the clouds. Yes, there is no word.
It's implied.
Yes, it is implied again. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَى فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقَ. Now again, from this ayat, again the big, you know, tafsir on the, you know, interpretation. Some says that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this ayah is talking about the angels. Those angels who are bringing a criterion, fariqat, fariqat, the malaika, they are the one who are bringing a criteria between right and wrong. So fariqat means they are the one who are bringing a criterion. Or these winds again, those who are bringing the criterion. So فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقَ. But فَارِقَات is from فَرْق, and فَرْق means separation. Yes. So they are separating. And if it is applied to the winds, so the winds, they are making separation between the regions when they are, you know, spreading the clouds. So some clouds are going to this way, some are going to that way. So this is the meaning of the fariqat. They are making distinction and separation, distributing. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ okay. ذِكْرَى. Now, again, if it is related to the angels, so they are the ones who are delivering the message. Mulqiyat, mulqi, mulqiya, something, alqa, yulqi, ilqa, to deliver. And a khatib, when he gives the khutbah, deliver the khutbah, so in Arabic, yulqil khutbah. And you deliver the speech. So they are delivering the message. The message, yani the reminder, the revelation. Fal mulqiyati dhikra. Or if you are related, you are going to relate again to the winds, so these winds, they are very much obvious, and when they are doing different kinds of functions, so they are delivering in a way a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have the people of intellect, they understand that what is going on is this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are able to receive the messages through these evidences. Right. So mulqiyat means those who are delivering zikra, uzra, message. Uzran aw nuzra. Uzran means to remove any excuse, or the other meaning of justification. Justification, right? If you are not there on time in some place, and then you justify. You make the reason that was the reason I could not make it, or that.
So,
uzr
is the word that is taken from here. In Urdu, we say
uzr. Same meaning. As we say in Urdu also, excuse.
Right.
So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and has sent all these things for the people as a justification. Okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed all his guidance, all the means of his guidance. Now you human beings do not have an excuse to say on the day of judgment that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how could we know the right path, because we were the human beings, why didn't you send the guidance? So by sending the Quran, the previous books, by sending the messengers, and by showing you this system of Allah in this world, he has completed all his evidences. So you do not have any uzr.
So there is a mighty power.
Yes.
Even without the book.
Right, yeah. Right. So these things that are happening in front of our own eyes, in everyday life, sometimes in the form of earthquake, sometimes in the form of floods, sometimes in the form of hurricanes and tornadoes, these are all the big signs on the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why you human beings are not taking the heed and the messages, and why are you not having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? So this is uzr. Aw nuzra, or as the warning. Nuzr means warning. As we say, every Rasul is the nazir. Right? innama tu'aduna lawaqi. So after all establishing the facts, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beginning he said, I take the oath, I swear by, right? So what is muqsam alayhi, that was the qasam. What is the conclusion of all this qasam? That the day of judgment has to take place. Innama tu'aduna lawaqi. Indeed, the thing that you have been promised. So tu'adun from wa'dah. The thing that you have been all promised by lawaqi has to or surely is going to take place. Waqi from waqa'a yaqaw. Right? And all these things, they will start from first the last hour will take place, the day of Qiyamah. Everything will be completely perished, right, and destroyed. And then the day of resurrection, that all the people, they will be raised from their graves, and they will all be taken to the place of one field and one big place that is called Hashr, and the day of judgment. So all these things will take place. Innama tu'aduna lawaqi. These are not the stories. Fa'idhan nujumu tumisat. What is the time when it will happen? When the stars, the light of the stars will be taken out. So nujum is the stars. Tumisat. Tumisat, anything that has a light, and the light will be taken out, then blind, it becomes blind. That is called tumisat. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ. And when the heavens will be cleft asunder, or they will be left open. Yeah, فُرِجَ. فُرِجَتْ means open. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ. And when the mountains, they will be blown away. So they will be like a powder, a dust, and they are gone.
So
Nusifat
is blown away?
Blown away, yes. وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. And when all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be called to come together. On the day of judgment, human beings will be on one side, and all the messengers, starting from Adam alayhi salam to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be one party. And then they will be giving the witness in favor of the believers and against the non-believers.
What is the root word for Uqitat?
It is from waqt, like we say the time. Yes. Waqata. So over here they will be gathered together in a time. In the same time. Uqitat. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. For what day, which day they have been delayed. Ujjilat is from like أُخِّرَتْ. تَأْخِير. Delayed or deferred. So, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a time. And when the appointed time will be there, then these messengers will be called together. So, this process has been delayed. You are not seeing right now. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has delayed this for a day. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ. For which day it has been delayed. اُجِّلَتْ أُخِّرَتْ. From تَأْخِير. Now in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will explain that what is the day it has been delayed for. That is the day لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. The day of separation. Separation between the right people and the wrong people.
So ujjalat is delayed?
Yes, ujjalat is delayed.
I thought ujjalat is like
jaldi.
Well,
that is in Urdu, but that is with ayn. Say ujjalat.
Right.
Okay. So the word ujjala with
we had that word recently.
Ujjalat.
Ajila.
That was ajila. Inna haulai yuhibbuna al-ajila. So that is from ayn, the letter an ajil. That means quick, do it quick. And this is
from,
this is from Ajal, yes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى Ajal, Hamza,
yeah.
This is this one. So Ajal, something, you know, appointed term, appointed time. Okay? صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي